Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring, boring.
You don't get bored by baseball. Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, baseball isn't boring. You want an example? Go down to Miami. Go down to Miami on Wednesday night. See what's going on down that ballpark. Dominican versus Puerto Rico. Loser goes home. Winner advances. You want to see baseball not being boring? Go down there. And we all knew this was coming. We all knew the WBC was going to be put on a pedestal when it comes to this conversation about baseball not being boring. And it's awesome. It has been awesome and will continue to be awesome. But there are so many offshoots of this WBC stuff. So many. And that includes what's going on with the teams, with the Grapefruit League, with the Cactus League, with the Major League Baseball rosters. So one of the things we want to do and sort of why we wait for who's going to advance and who's going to go home in WBC is highlight somebody who, man, he is making the most of this WBC opportunity and he's not on a WBC team. And that's Brett Beatty. Brett Beatty is a 12th overall pick in the 2019 draft by the New York Mets. And why we are surfacing him, why we are highlighting him, is because he may be one of the shiniest examples of a guy who's taken advantage of the WBC, of how this schedule is working out. In other words, you have his guy, the guy that the Mets, basically the Mets infield, going to WBC. And Beatty stepping in, taking advantage of the opportunity, playing third base for the Mets, and just absolutely tearing it up. Absolutely tearing it up. As we sit here right now, he's hitting .379 with a .988 OPS. And that's after going 0 for just the day before. So it was even higher just a few hours ago. But Brett Beatty is a guy who is taking advantage of the opportunity because there is an opportunity to be taken advantage of thanks to the WBC, thanks to guys leaving. And where this lands him on the Mets roster, we're going to find out. But this is another example that, hey, you know what? There was a great opportunity for a lot of these guys to go to the World Baseball Classic, and we get it. We get why they went, represent the country, be part of the experience. But at the same time, that's opening the door for guys like Beatty. So what we did, we went to Mets camp, and I sat down with Beatty. Great conversation. Yes, a lot of it is about basketball, but you know what? That's okay, because we're just two guys chopping it up about sports. But there's some really interesting stuff from Beatty, getting to know him a little bit. I hope he comes back on the podcast sometime in the very near future. Great guy to talk to. And also, I talked to Tim Britton of The Athletic. Tim covers the Mets. Excellent job for The Athletic covering the Mets. So I just want to get sort of his perspective of where he saw Beatty fitting in. So this is, yes, this is the Brett Beatty podcast on Baseball Isn't Boring, but more importantly, this is the theme. This is what's happening in the world of baseball with WBC going on. So my hope a little bit later today is to head on down to Miami and not necessarily talk to any players, but I just want to soak in the scene. I want to spread the Baseball Isn't Boring brand outside that park. That's what I want to do. But in the meantime, I'm going to give you a little bit of Brett Beatty, one of the guys that baseball's talking about when it comes to the actual baseball team, Major League Baseball teams, and what those teams might look like in April. He's the talk of the town in the Mets camp anyway. So when we went to Mets camp, that's who we talked to. Here you go, Brett Beatty.
So when you're coming up and you're a first-round pick and you sort of like have the idea of a Major League clubhouse in spring training, Is this what you thought it would seem like?
I mean, yeah, it honestly exceeded my expectations, because I think this is my third big league camp. And when I first came in here, I was pretty starstruck and like, oh my gosh, I'm just a kid in this clubhouse full of all-stars and Hall of Famers in there. But now I'm kind of like settling in. I'm more comfortable with the guys, and I feel like they're becoming more teammates than anything. And it's been really good this year for sure.
So I have to ask about starstruck, right?
Yeah.
First of all, first autograph you ever got.
I wasn't the guy to go around, and just because I feel like I've always felt like,
well, not even here, like as a little kid, as a little kid.
I went to a lot of Texas Rangers games.
Okay.
I'm from a little bit south of Dallas, but went to a lot of Texas Rangers games, and my favorite player was Adrian Beltre, third baseman.
Oh, and so, a great one.
I know. And I was always trying to get autographs from all the Rangers guys. I think I got a few. I don't think I ever got Adrian.
Never got Beltre?
No, I never got him, but no, it was cool to go to games.
So I asked that question because, like you said, like I didn't expect you to ask for autographs, mm-hmm. but still, a major league player is a major league player, right? You view them as little kids, right, as these gods.
Right.
So when you get in, you get your locker, like you said, a few years ago, and you put on the uniform, do you feel like you're the same human being as these other guys? Or do you feel like, yeah, what am I doing here? Did I win a contest?
For sure. It took me a couple of years, but at the end of the day, it's the same game everybody's playing. It's just at a higher level. There's more people watching. The lights are a little bit brighter. The stadiums are a little bit bigger. But every single level I've gone up, it's taken me a little bit to realize, like, It's the same game we've always been playing. So, just to take that and slow it down, and just try to be as consistent as possible.
Was there a moment? I mean, I know it's a cliche question, but was there a moment like, okay, you know?
I thought I handled my debut really well last year. I just kind of went into it. A couple of guys pulled me aside and they're like, just enjoy it. Like, it's the same game. We got your back. Like, don't put too much pressure on yourself. And I thought I handled it really well. I thought I slowed it down right from the get-go on defense and offense. So I feel like last year when I got up, I was like, yeah, I'm built for this.
What's it like to have a debut? Like, what's it like? I mean, do you sleep the night before?
Yeah.
And I know that day you answered all these questions, but maybe it's a better time to answer them now,
because
you can like sort of like, okay, mm-hmm. you know.
So I tell people I was in and out of sleep that whole night, but where I messed up was I got up way too early. And so I was sitting around the hotel. I went to go get a coffee. I was sitting around the hotel for about 4 hours before the bus even got to our hotel to
really?
Take us to the stadium. And so I was just sitting around for 4 hours, and that's when I was kind of like, I wouldn't say nervous, but just I was thinking about it a lot for sure. But then right when I got on the bus with all the guys, it just became a normal day,
yeah.
Just like we'd been doing all season.
But that's the thing, is that's where this comes in, right? Because you were around these guys. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like
exactly.
You got on a bus full of strangers,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, just to be able to come to Big League Camp in spring training and just to get familiar with all the guys for sure helped me out a lot on that day for sure.
How about you get here and you actually play? You put on your cleats and you play, right? And once you cross a line, whether it's in the batter's box or whether it's in the field, does it just click in?
Yeah. I think if you're built for this and if you're made for this, then once you step on the field, it's just another competition and we're just out there competing. It doesn't matter what the level is. It doesn't matter if it's an exhibition game in the backfield or if it's a major league contest with 40,000 in the stands. Like, it doesn't matter. I think if you're a competitor, you want to win at all costs. And so I think that's who I am, and that's what helped me out a lot.
So we're here to educate young minds. So the kids who are coming up, like, you're telling the kid, like, so what advice would you give? First of all, don't wake up 4 hours early, right?
Yeah.
Take melatonin. Yeah. Take half a melatonin.
No, yeah, definitely get on that schedule, get on that routine.
But, yeah. So what would you say?
Going back to the last question, I would say, like, in an NBA All-Star game, you see these guys, they're laughing, joking around, and I was actually talking about this with one of Donovan Mitchell. His son was playing in it, and they're just laughing, goofing around, and they're able to do that in a basketball game. But any type of baseball game, you can't take it easy. You can't take it light. You got to be 100% focused at all times, because you're about to see 95 or whatever it may be, 90, whatever. But to be able to hit that, you have to be locked in every single time. So that's what I try to do. I try to be locked in every single pitch and slow things down.
You can't worry about who's in the stands. You can't worry about, like, hey, this is the start. This is the end. This is the culmination of the blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. You just have to basically, like, okay, you know, check.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you just got to be locked in. You can't be worried about outside factors.
Great Donovan Mitchell reference, by the way.
Yeah, it's awesome to have him and to be able to talk basketball, because I'm a basketball guy.
Ooh.
So I like to talk basketball with him a lot, and it's cool to be in the clubhouse.
Well, you know who the second best player at Brewster Academy ever?
Who?
Me.
Really?
I went to Brewster Academy with Donovan Mitchell.
Nice.
I'm lying, but I'm like, I did go to Brewster. Yes, I also played basketball for Brewster Academy with Donovan. But it's a little bit different level. All right, so I was actually just talking to Kenley Jansen about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, since you said, so sorry to keep you.
But, no, you're good, you're good.
But we did this, we were sitting in the clubhouse, because Kenley's a big hoop guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're starting a team.
Yep.
Who is it with? And he rattled off three, and then, like, well,
so do they have to be in this clubhouse?
No. I'm talking about for who.
Oh, okay. So
all-time basketball
all-time
player.
Time. Okay.
Like, if you said, like, one basketball player.
Yeah.
And there's obvious answers, right?
Yeah.
Kenley kind of gave me, like, an answer which wasn't so obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be obvious, sort of. But anyway,
I think my all-time. I'll give you my all-time.
Okay.
Starting five. I'm gonna put Steph at the one. Yeah, I think he's the greatest shooter. Greatest point guard.
He's
shooter.
Playing your point.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then, a little newcomer. I'm a big Luka guy. I think he's one of the most skilled basketball players I've ever seen, and I think he slows the game down incredibly.
That's a great
so
way
I'm
to put it. Yeah.
I'm gonna put him at my two. Let him play off the ball, and then at the three. Well, let's go.
By the way,
five.
Steph and Luka right out of the gate, two active players. I'm like,
yeah.
You can pick anybody.
No, I know.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Shaq at my five.
Okay.
Just because I think he's the most dominant player ever to play the game.
That was Kenley's number one.
Okay.
He's starting a team with Shaq, which it's hard to argue because it's like Nerf hoop, you know?
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like, there was times where you couldn't.
You can't stop him. You can't stop him. And at my four, I'm in between MJ, LeBron, and Giannis, but I think I'm going to go with, I think, the two best players to ever play the game, and I'll just have a small starting five, and then have Shaq just be dominant down there, whatever.
So, so what are you going?
I'm going MJ at the three, and then LeBron at the four.
LeBron,
and so it's gonna be a smaller lineup, but I feel like we have the perimeter shooting and the ball handling, but and then Shaq just can control the paint down there.
Okay,
for sure.
You have a lot of time in spring training, right? You have more time. I implore you to use some of that time to go to a website called YouTube. Okay, and type in the words Larry Bird.
Yeah.
All
no,
right.
He came to mind.
Okay, but I think to appreciate it, you have to see the YouTube clip. I don't think that, like, and I know that I'm old man yelling at clouds. I get it, but still, the fact of the matter is that, like, when you see these to do things, and so here's the thing I would suggest for your team. Unsolicited advice. Yeah. Passing. Right?
Yeah.
So Steph is a good passer. He is a good passer.
So is LeBron.
LeBron's a good passer, yeah.
LeBron's a really good passer.
He is.
He's always had that court vision. He doesn't care if he scores 30 a game. He just wants to win ball games.
Yeah, he's become better at that, yeah. So, but I would have a little bit more passing in it too.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's all right.
I think Luka is a great passer too.
So here's a question I have about Luka, and I know this is where I don't care. Like, it's good to talk to you. I said this about Luka, which is at this point in his career, how old is he? 25?
Yeah,
he's not
young.
Even 25,
he's young,
right?
Man. He's young.
At this point, I think that he's as good as LeBron was at his age.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of crap for that take.
Nobody's gonna agree with you on that just because he's not doesn't have that dominance athletic factor, but I think the
same
thing.
He's not going to finals, too.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. He's not winning those type of games, but I think he's the most skilled basketball player I've seen in a really long time.
Okay, just to wrap this up, who's the most skilled baseball player you've ever seen?
Skilled baseball player.
Okay, here's a question for you. This is another fun question.
Yeah.
I said this, and I actually asked I've asked a lot of people about it. Who, if you had to start a baseball team, right, a baseball franchise,
yeah,
who would you start it with? So I'll give you an example of this is going back.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Mookie brings so much more to the table than what people see. I think he can hit leadoff. I think he can hit third. I think he can hit fourth. I think he can play center field. I think he can play shortstop. I think he can play right field.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so much versatility in his game. Like, you can literally put him anywhere, fill in all the other spots, or he can fill in whatever you need, because I think he's so versatile out there. I also think Francisco, one of our guys, is really, really skilled at the game of baseball, and I think he's earned whatever he's gotten, so...
It's not bad. I said Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, Mookie's young enough. And here's, so I had this conversation with Buster Olney, and he ultimately said Shohei Ohtani. I said, Shohei Ohtani, I said, he's going to be older. And, like, I'm sorry, like, it's the injury factor weighs in.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, and he had a good point, well, if he gets injured doing one thing, he's still going to dominate the next. And the other part about it, business-wise... And Mookie's is like, I'm with you. I covered Mookie for years.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mookie. Like, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I say that you don't run isolations for outfielders, like when you talk about baseball, right? That's why you when you pay a lot of money to a guy, you have to be careful because you don't run isolation. But you kind of run isolation for Mookie Betts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I see the Shohei thing, too. I definitely could start a team with Shohei and be a number one and be a
dominator. But it's again, if you're talking about business, bringing the business into it, I think it's a good question, though.
It is a very good question. There's no right answer.
No, I said this is what baseball isn't boring. Speaking of which, last thing I asked everyone, I asked Nimmo this, which he was awesome about. I asked Anthony Volpe the other day about this, and he had a great answer. This, and the question is, I'm going to give you time to think about it, why isn't baseball boring? And Anthony had said, well, because I don't associate people who associate those two words, baseball and boring.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good one. And there's no wrong answers. So for you, why isn't baseball boring?
I think it isn't boring because it's the hardest thing. It's the hardest thing to do in sports. I think people compare golf and baseball as the two most skilled, hardest things to do in sports. But then I also say, and I think golf is very hard. It's very mental and very, very hard for sure. But I think baseball, to be able to hit a moving target that's coming in that fast that you have no idea what he's about to throw. He could have five pitches, and you have no idea what he's about to throw. And it's all reactionary. I think that's the hardest thing to do in sports is hit a baseball. Because a golf ball is just sitting there. You have your same routine. You have your same – you've hit that shot a million times. This guy might throw something that you've never seen in your life, and you have to react on the spot to it. And I think that's the hardest thing to do in sports. So I think that's why baseball's not
boring. If it's hard, it's not boring. So
exactly.
Excellent answer. You deserve a T-shirt. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, great stuff from Brett. A great time to talk to him, getting a chance to know him a little bit. And like I said, at the outset, I also want to talk to Tim Britton because he gives me the perspective of a guy who's covering this team, watching Beatty play all the time, and where that might how that might result in a roster spot for him, or even just going throughout the year. I mean, Mets are a team who are perceived to throwing all the money around, buying a team. Well, this is the case of one of their top prospects actually coming up and filling in a gap potentially for what is a contending team. All right, listen, rate, review, all of it, all of it, all of it. Subscribe. We appreciate everybody. We're going to keep on cranking. We got some good stuff coming up as the week unfolds here. So this is Baseballs and Boring, and this is Tim Britton.
All right, second time on Baseballs and Boring. Still doesn't have a T-shirt, though. Tim Britton, Athletic, what's going on?
How's it going, Rob?
T-shirts are on the way because I promised them to about half the Mets team and you. And you're actually going to be the ones who deliver it, so you're the big winner. All right, so I thought it to Brett Beatty, and he is the guy who is having a good spring as we sit here. Correct.
Yeah, I mean, Beatty's got an average over 400. You know, you talk about spring training stats and how meaningful they are. For veterans, not very. But for a guy like Beatty, who has six games at AAA and I think six games at the majors last year, having this kind of showing in spring training is actually meaningful.
So we look at this about taking advantage of the WBC. And the WBC conversation is so all over the place about where the guy should go, you know, what it means to them making the team. And then you have the guys who are benefiting from this and taking advantage of it. And so in your eyes, like, is this what you thought was going to happen with Beatty? And what it actually does, do you think it means for Beatty?
Well, I think at the start of spring training, the Mets knew they had this next group of position player prospects. It's Beatty, it's Mark Vientos, it's Ronnie Mauricio, it's Francisco Alvarez, all of whom play positions where the starter, the Major League starter, is at the World Baseball Classic. The Mets have lost their entire starting infield to the WBC and their starting catcher in Omar Narvaez. So that's opened up a ton of playing time for these guys, and most of them are taking full advantage of it, not just Beatty, but Mauricio is having a huge spring. Vientos is having a really nice spring. Alvarez has been slower offensively, but has shown himself defensively in spring training. And, you know, these are the guys for whom these kind of reps against big leaguers matter in a way they don't for Pete Alonso or Jeff McNeil or Francisco Lindor. And so I think it's been a real benefit to them, you know, going into the spring. Billy Epler talked about we're going to see a lot more of these guys than we would otherwise. Mm-hmm. So they're happy with what they've seen so far.
So what does it mean? Nuts and bolts. You know, when it comes to actually being, does this change the conversation in terms of opening day?
I think it's part of the conversation for sure. I would have said at the very start of spring training that, man, I don't really see a path to Beatty being their opening day third baseman or being on the opening day roster. But given the way he's performed to this point, you know, that he's part of the conversation now in a way that he wouldn't have been if not for the WBC probably.
All right. Well, you know better than I. And by the way, Brett Beatty, some good basketball talk. Ooh. Well, yeah, this should be an athletic story. The Brett Beatty basketball minute.
That's right up our alley.
Oh, goodness. He picked Steph Curry as his point guard all time. So you agree with that?
It's such a weird thing to call him a point guard.
I know. Well, I told him, I said, he gave me his top five, so you don't have enough passing on this team. I said, you need to go to a Willow website called YouTube and type in the words Larry Bird. So,
what? A Boston writer loves Larry Bird? I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Old man yelling at clouds. I get it. All right. Thank you.
Anytime.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.